You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the meeting of the inner circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the inner circle, the ones who make sure you're attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I'm so grateful and so thankful and so prayerful that you are always inspired to go deeper, to reach higher, to internalize that which I am advocating and exalting as absolute truth, that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And there is no greater blessing than to be filled to overflowing with the frequency and energy of life itself, with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, to remind us that we are perfectly and divinely designed to be instruments, vessels, and vehicles of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency, to be the progression of the lineages through whom we've come, and to come to a point and place where we are self-actualizing and walking in the integrity of our own authenticity as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, because there is nothing that is going on here upon the planet other than that which should be the will of existence in the exaltation of itself as all there is, and everything and everybody is it. Everything and everybody exists as point and part of it. Everything and everyone is gifted with the intelligence of being directly, and there are those ones who are in such distortion, such dysfunction, such insecurity and whatnot, that they think that there's some success that they could possibly have in waging a war against life itself, against all orders of being, against Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all melanin-dominated people, and those who are melanin-dominated, melanin-recessive. You understand? So I'm just saying is that the warfare that we are all experiencing, we no longer have to participate with it. We cannot be divided within ourselves and think that there is some success that we can have. There are many agendas and many objectives and many ones who are trying to plot and plan a proper response to it, but there is no proper response other than exalting a full effort in your living, your loving, your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your purifying, because that is what we must do as a result of the cellular oppression that has been instituted as the methodology of our oppression. It's not just the legislation. It's not just the Jim Crow on steroids. It's not just what we are seeing in terms of the disparities between those who have and those who have not, those who were and those who were not. We are in a place in space where we have to come to that point of realization that there are no ones who can outthink the intelligence of existence. You can't outlive it, outlast it, outplan it, outplot it, but to war against it is to have a sure tragic date with fate and death. And this socialization under death culture, where we've been taught to believe in death, we've been taught to be entertained by death, the video games and whatnot, are training our youth to be killers. We become desensitized to the gift and the blessedness of being. We have to come to a point and place where it really matters to us that we will stand on behalf of life, that we will live exalting a full effort in living in harmony with the will of being directly, which is to be in harmony with all there is as living beings, so that we cannot feed off of the flesh of violated creatures and then think that everything should be all right with our lives. And so when you think about all of the diseases, all of the diagnosis, all of the prognosis, all of the surgeries, the butcheries, the cysts, the tumors, the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes and whatnot, yes, you all deserve to be as sick as you are because you are a detriment to yourself in having been duped to think that you can follow a people who have exhibited all signs of mental illness and dysfunction in launching an initiative of murder, violation, subjugation, domination, extermination as the way that they win a war. There is no winning in war. The fact that you're warring is the evidence of your being out of alignment with the will of existence. You understand? You've been given the intelligence with which to communicate. You've been given the intelligence with which to consider and to see that every hue of people on every continent have their gifts, and that we are all here to be gifts and blessings unto each other, to the greatness and the wholeness of the planet. But to be in a place and space where we have been taught to think that happiness is lawlessness, happiness is defilement of the blood. Happiness is drinking and smoking and getting high and defiling the very gift of your being. Happiness is doing whatever the hell you want to do, regardless of who it impacts and affects. Happiness is being out of alignment and attunement with the intelligence of your being. That is insanity. To have been duped to think that you have the right to your opinion. You have the right to be wrong. You have the free will to be enslaved to whatever appetite, lust, passion, or desire that you care to cultivate is part of the delusion that has so many ones so discombobulated, so disconnected, dissatisfied, discontent. Because it is in honoring the law that is life, the law that is love, the law that is self-preservation, the law that says that every being exalts a full effort in its living, knows its food, excretes its waste, knows its kind, perpetuates itself, and is able to respond correctly and directly when it senses that its life is being threatened. But then the people themselves do everything to kill themselves. The smoking, the drinking, the taking unnecessary risks with their lives, the driving fast in a 30 mile an hour neighborhood and you driving 60 miles an hour to get to a stop sign. I'm just saying is that it's crazy that people are so foolish. And then to have a military filled with people who become alcoholics and drug addicts in their service. To go on big base, and I've been on these bases, and to see that the package stores are more intense than in the ghettos. And I'm saying they allow these ones with all of this alcohol and then give them guns. And for all of the ones who served in Vietnam and Korea and Desert Storm, in any of the places in Afghanistan and whatnot, and then to be exposed to so much heroin, so much opium, so much other things, I'm just saying, and then the other poisons and all of the vaccinations that these ones had to have, a people who undermine their own populace, a people or a government who undermines and poisons their children, their youth, their soldiers, their elders and whatnot, at the cellular level is a system that is whacked out on crazy. You understand? Yes, it's crazy to think that you can boast to be the most powerful nation in the world because you are killers, murderers, and think that that's good. That's all right. That's the way. That is not the way to life. That is the way to death. To poison children. We have a not too distant historical memory of our pregnant bellies being cut open on slave ships and on Wall Street and whatnot, as in on the plantations. And now here we are 450 years later, and still cutting pregnant bellies open with the cesarean sections because we've been fed all of this meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, flowers, so that by the time you conceive, if you're able to conceive and you do conceive and whatnot, you can't really, you don't have the nerve force. You don't have the electric magnetic energy to open up that uterus. You understand? To spread that, the pelvic area to allow the baby to come, or you're under the auspices of people who do not know how to coach you through it, and you are on the doctor's watch in his time, so they're going to take the baby from you. I'm just saying, the way that we come into the world and the way that we are deprived of right livelihood, right life, right nutrients, right substance of being, right nourishment, right alignment with that which is life itself, is why we are having the issues that we have as a fallen humanity globally. And those who refer to themselves as humankind, those who think that they are, by virtue of their lightness, their whiteness, they're inheriting a bloodline that has been defiled with so much rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and alcohol and tobacco and caviar and all of this stuff. So I'm just saying is that we have to realize that, no, we're all perfectly and divinely designed. Nobody is designed to eat the flesh of dead animals. And they're so addicted to flesh that now they figured out a way to take human tissue, put it in a vat full of minerals, multiply that tissue to be the size of a roast, and then slice it and package it for human consumption. And I'm saying, well, if you could do that, then you could do that with the cow, you could do that with the pig, you could do that with the chicken. You don't have to kill all of these animals. But why would you want to be eating the flesh of a creature that does not digest in the body, and it is going to literally charge the blood with violation and create taxation on all of your organs and whatnot as your body is trying to digest that which is indigestible? And no matter what you may have researched about our needing so much protein, when you go and have these tests done, and then they're talking about all the protein that's in your urine, but you've been eating so much protein, I mean, where is it going to go? It's got to come out somewhere. But then to have so much protein in the urine, it's a problem. So I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, it is in our best interest to remember how perfectly and divinely designed we are, and that we are literally held consistently in the perfection of existence on a planet that is literally spinning in eternity, not by man's law. And see, with these people, they so silly that if they could control the spin of the earth, then they would try to spin and go backwards and forwards and have everybody all discombobulated and whatnot. It's like, okay, you're living in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. But then you're having hellacious experiences, even though you are dwelling in heaven. The hellaciousness is coming because of all of the garbage that is in your body. And your body is your home for this cosmic journeying, for the time that you were given that you refer to as your life. And to hear people talk about their lives, my life, the rest of my life, my life, my life, my life. Your period of dwelling upon a planet that is spinning in eternity, and you've come into this realm of eternity from another realm of eternity through the womb, the sacred fluids of your mother's womb, sparked by the sacred fluid of your father's. And no one has been given support in respecting the sacredness, the sanctity, and the divinity of being, and then you've been poisoned all of your life so that that which should be a natural, easy process of loving and nourishing and nurturing and facilitating healing and wholeness and optimum thought and progression of the lineage and whatnot becomes extremely difficult to do because we have been usurped and undermined from birth. And if you believe that this is not the truth, if you can look at all of the crazy in your family, all of the alcoholics, all the drug addicts, all of the incest, all of the destruction, self-destruction, all of this stuff that goes on, plus the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the obesity, all of this stuff, and then think that nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. No, there ain't nothing but wrong going on. Now, the issue is, do you care to be right? Do you care to realize that you are not here to be herded like cash cows in multi-trillion-dollar business of sickness, illness, disease, and death, predicated by inebriation, intoxication, miseducation, religious indoctrination, and a socialization on the path of adulteration so that by 21, you're labeled adult. Adult. Well, you an adult. You an adult. You an adult. You're an adult. You're adulterated. You're completely out of alignment with the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of your being. You are filled with shame and guilt and blame and game and all of that, which puts you in a place where there is nothing that you feel divine within yourself. That's a program. And no matter how programmed we are, the absolute truth of us is still there. And so I'm the one that's advocating that we stop playing as if we got all day, we got all the time in the world to try to get it right. And I'm saying, no, take full advantage of the now moment that you've been given to exalt a full effort in your living to come to a point and place where you are not playing with yourself. You are not in delusion. You're not thinking that you have more and more time to be out of order, that you could keep eating fried chicken and chicken wings and buffalo wings and all of this garbage and then think that you should be all right. You deserve your sickness. There's no way in hell you're supposed to be feeling good. You're supposed to have headaches. Your feet supposed to be swollen. Your ankles, everything that's going on is the order of your being in disorder and disarray. And your body temple is under siege with this garbage. And I'm saying, let's get real about the time that we have in our now moment to be completely cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified. Because when you go to the hospitals, when you go to the doctors, when you go and get blood, they're going to tell you about what's normal. They're going to say, oh, well, you know, your blood pressure is high. Oh, your cholesterol is high. Well, have they asked you how many pigs you've eaten? How many chickens did you eat? How many cows did you eat? You understand? Yes, you're going to have some high cholesterol. You're going to have all of this stuff going on because your body is filled with the violation of other beings. Don't you get it? Yes, we were taught to eat this way, but we were taught by people who really are twisted. If they are not twisted, I'm just saying, yeah, you got to be a little twisted to have thought that you had the right to murder and lie and deceive, move people off their lands, kill them, kill their way of being, destroy the integrity of the ecological balance that was already in full effect before you came to these shores. And then you get here and you've turned this country, this beautiful, beautiful continent into highways, byways, strip malls, prisons, wasteland, with the greatest waste being the integrity of the intelligence and the divinity of the people. And so, yes, this is a commentary on the sickness of a society that has the capacity to get well, to be healed, because you have the opportunity to be cleansed, that we do not have to wait for legislation. And if you were able to vote in people who had sense enough to create a moratorium on killing, a moratorium on undermining children in the public school system, eating all kinds of crazy in terms of processed meats and cheese and sodas and all of this stuff. I'm just saying that we have the opportunity to do what we've not seen done before, and that's to raise completely up without killing people, without warring, without bearing guns and all of that, but by just exalting your right to be corrected after being influenced by those who have been wrong the entire time. And every hue of people, from the blackest black to the lightest light, has the responsibility to exalt a full effort in living, because we are all held by law. And the law is that we are here to ensure the progression and the perpetuation of our lineages. And we cannot do that if we feel entitled to eat nothing but garbage, junk food. There should not even exist that which we call junk food, that which has absolutely no nutrition, nothing that the body requires. And it becomes multi-trillion dollar business to have a beverage that has absolutely nothing that the body needs, that you can use it to clean the batteries and the rust from your toilets because of the phosphoric acid that's in it, and you're drinking it and giving it to your children. But then you want to be respected as intelligent people. We have to realize that intelligence is the only real supremacy there is, but intelligence exalts the right and the light of itself all the time. It doesn't undermine itself. It doesn't kill itself. It does not go on a world-conquering rampage. That's dysfunction and distortion. And this global initiative of depopulation and genocide that is impacting and affecting everybody is the evidence that we as the people do not have to participate with it. We have the right to be corrected after being under the auspices of those who've been wrong for so long. We have the right to be realigned with the integrity of the laws that govern us. We have the right to be completely cleared and cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, to be whole. We have the right to be resurrected. We have the right to be remembered and to be the progression of our lineages. We have the right to stand up, to raise up, to realize that you will never ever have a better time than now. Particularly where you have been given a diagnosis or a prognosis, particularly where they tell you, oh, well, you're going to have to be on this medication for the rest of your life, when the medication is going to ensure the compromise of your quality of life and shorten your life. And so you have to reach for life. You have to realize that life is the gift. It's everywhere. It's abundant. There is no shortage of life anywhere. It's in the air. It's everywhere. You are completely immersed in the reality of that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It's timeless. It's ageless. It's current. And you at this point of its own very presence. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, in the light of all the crazy, in light of all the madness, all the sadness, all the sickness, the illness, the disease, the death, the program, and then our just sitting and being entertained while we're sipping on the alcohol and the sodas and the vaping and whatnot, and just sitting back killing yourself. So the issue is, if you don't care about your life, who should? And that's kind of how it is. You say, oh, well, they're killing themselves, so we might as well just wipe them all out. And there's no way in hell that you can raise up guns and know who to kill when you're killing yourself already. And those ones who were hanging and raping and beating and castrating and setting the fire and tar and feathering and whatnot, those ones and their lineages need to be liberated, just as those ones who are being raped and violated and hung and beaten and all of that in our lineages. Everybody needs to be liberated to walk in the intelligence of the truth of the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of who and what they already are. As intelligences of existence, men, the progenitor of lineages, womb men, the perpetuator of lineages, and to understand that there is nothing that we can do that makes sense as long as we're self-destructive, as long as we're killing ourselves, as long as we feel entitled to do that which is not necessary. It's completely out of order to be consumed with such disorder and then think that everything should be all right in your life. But life is ordered. Life is lawful, but life is abundant. And the wisdom and intelligence that is foundational has gifted itself to you, and you can increase it by leaps and bounds, quantum leaping into absolute reality, where you are rejoicing in the wholeness of your being, rejoicing in the blessedness of your being, and rejoicing in your gratitude and your thanksgiving for the opportunity to be in such a divine reality called eternal now. We are immersed in nothing but eternity. Death is a program that's running. We can deprogram and reprogram towards conscious immortality. And that program being infused upon the waters of your cells as we're clearing, cleansing, and reconstituting the body to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water, as the earth herself is 80% water. We have duty, obligation, and responsibility to harmonize with the will of existence and Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and to restore and redeem and reconcile and be harmonized in the will of existence for the exaltation of its love, its light, its wisdom, its truth, its peace, its poise, its power, its potency, its integrity, its high ethic, and its capacity to serve all of itself as all there is. And nobody has been given authority to war against it and then think that they can survive it. This time is our time to choose to be immersed in the divinity, the sanctity, the sacredness of the absolute reality that is divinity personified as our lives. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. After the monologue we heard from Thina and Love Overcomes, and then Ashford and Simpson, I Need Your Light, I See the Light by Sophia Bird, Fertile Grounds, Live in the Light, India Rees, I Am Light, and then Everybody Needs Love by Marvin Gaye. We're at 404-523-8989. If you have any questions, comments, thoughts, concerns to put on the table of the meeting of the inner circle, it's a meeting. And a lot of you are listening from wherever you're listening from. I'm thankful that you care to tune in and be present with me. And so the themes tonight of your gratitude and thanksgiving, being thankful. We can dwell in whatever discontent, dissatisfaction, degradation, violation, pain, usurpation. I mean, it's a lot to be pissed off about, teed off about, frustrated with. And most of it starts with ourselves. When it really comes down to it, because you're with yourself all the time. The issue is that you're not focusing on your right self, your light self, your divine self, your gifted self, your blessed self, your honored self, your absolutely phenomenal self, that real self, that only one self. That is what time it is for us to really dwell there. Be in a place and space where you are wholeheartedly vested in the wellness of your being, and to realize, see, the realization, the real I in each of us truly seeing, and to get to a point where we see truly. And that's why the cleansing of the body, allowing for the faculties that God has gifted each of us to be cleared so that we are no longer seeing from the eye of distortion, dissatisfaction, discontent, disenfranchisement, because we are always held in the presence and by virtue of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am always exalting that, reminding us, because we get caught in the filth of what it is to be in pollution, because the blood has been defiled as the methodology of our oppression. And for us to think that it's just so much fun to charge your blood with the violation of the alcohol, the tobacco, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, and all of this, but then the pain and the suffering, the constipation, the congestion, all of the things that put us in a place where you don't feel like going to work, you're tired, you're winded going up and down the steps, you don't feel good, you got a bad attitude, can't nobody stand to be around you because you can't stand yourself at this particular point because you need to be cleansed. You say, well, everybody, it ain't always about cleansing. It really is, when it really comes down to the amount of concentrated, saturated, contraindication of meat, dairy, eggs, chicken, fish, flesh, filth, pollution, all of this stuff, the pesticides, the herbicides, the antibiotics, the behavior modifying chemicals disguised as shelf stabilizers and flavor enhancers. And we're under chemical assault, y'all. So the cells have to be liberated in order for the spirit and the mind and the consciousness to really be in a consistent state of elevation, exaltation, absolute truth. And because we can hear so many conversations about all of the things that are being done and what the objectives are in terms of massive manipulation, but we each are individuations of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. So your right to be rightly aligned with it, your right to be in the divinity and your authenticity and the authority of it in law, is something that you yourself have to reach for, because the system of oppression that is a global initiative of oppression, where we have billions of people who are not functioning in the fullness of who and what they really are as genius, as intelligence, as those ones who have and have the capacity to answer the questions and be solutions to their own problems. But when you are filled with all kinds of stuff where you're just making problems, you're creating problems, you ain't happy unless there is a problem, you enjoy the company of the miserable, you know have a conversation about how much medication you're on, what doctors are saying, what kind of surgeries you've had. I'm just saying, it may be a bit much, but it's a bit much. And then to have it in a place where our elders are just not in the integrity of the light or the wisdom that eldership should have, because they really did not mature. And that was the plan, is to usurp your right life, the fullness of your life. You understand? Now, being under a system of capitalization where you say, well, it's about capitalism, Adama. It's about business. It's about money. You cannot justify murder, lying, thieving, raping, violating, destroying, and whatnot based on profit and money. You understand? There is no real profit in it in terms of the P-R-O-F-I-T profit. You understand? And those of us who are literally prophets of our now moment to really speak to the issues of our salvation and whatnot, this is not a money game. You understand? I don't do what I do for money. Money does not rule me. You understand? Money doesn't make me. Money is a tool. We all need it. We all have it. And as we are approaching our fall fund drive, I want you to be prepared to give some of your money. You understand? Because you're used to getting everything that is valuable for free. Your life is your greatest gift, and you did not have to whore for it. You did not have to slave for it. You did not have to be employed for it. You were given it. It's your gift. And so because the greatest gift you were given it, you expect every good thing to be free, but then you pay for so much bad. You pay for the filth. You pay for the nasty. You pay for the flesh of dead animals and the aborted fetuses of chickens. You pay for the alcohol. You pay for the candy and the Takis and the Doritos and all of these colored laden garbage, nasty. All of this garbage. It's just garbage. I'm just saying, y'all like it, but it's garbage, and you paid for it. But it's usurping your life currency. And see, the issue of the wisdom of the intelligence of existence is that the currency is consistently, continuously increasing. It should be as we're maturing. Your life currency, as you're maturing, should be increasing. So if you were put on the path of business as a youth, and some youth had that, you know, cultivation to be business people, you know, where they were selling candy. When the children would come up to me talking about they selling candy, I was like, baby, you can't be drug pushing. They got y'all out here as youth drug pushing candy full of sugar. Sugar is the most pervasively used, misused, and abused drug in the world. See, this is our programming to have us in a place where we have our little fundraisers and all of that. But when I was a youth, we did car washes. We'd get in the street, we'd be like, car wash, car wash, car wash. You know, we take our little money, put it in the bank, and then we rent a bus and go to the beach. Charge everybody $5 or $10 and get an 18-year-old chaperone. We were enterprising at 12, 13, 14 years of age, but we weren't selling candy. And then they had the Girl Scout cookies, and those Girl Scout cookies got more trash in them now than ever before. So I'm just saying is that this is the evidence of the severe limitation of the creativity of people to get to a point where you got to be buying and selling trash and garbage and that which is completely non-essential. I'm saying, because every good thing is free. Now, because you have invested so much in your sickness, illness, disease, and death, there are so many ones who are trying to make a dollar, $2, $3, tens of thousands of dollars off of you. And you will mortgage your house, you'll sell your car, you'll do whatever to get to Honduras and go here and go here and go here just to realize that that 10 days did not heal you from 40 years of violation charged upon your blood. You're going to have to do better. They make y'all think, ooh, that all you gotta do is go over here and go over here and it'd be done. I'm like, you know, it took you years to get into this state that you're in. So it's gonna take a little time, baby, but you ain't got nothing but time until you run out. You understand? So you have to use the time that you have, and you have to use the time in exalting a full effort in your living. You are not in a place where you have the luxury of being half hearted about yourself. You are the greatest gift that you'll ever have. And I can tell you that you will immediately create a shift and a change in everything in your life when you start counting your blessings, when you start praying and knocking and asking, when you get like David and begin to repent from your transgressions and your trespasses and come to a point where you will no longer be a detriment to yourself. Because we've heard all of this time that a house divided against itself shall not stand. So understand the methodology of oppression to have us as individuations of the intelligence of existence to be in a place where you are divided within yourself, because you feel on one hand that you have the right and it is your free will to do that which undermines your cellular integrity. That's the program. So a house as a person, as an individuation of this absolute and supreme intelligence, when you divide it within yourself, everything, it can't go right. for long until you get right consistently over time. And then you'll see everything opens up, and it's like the magic, the mystical, you just see it. You'll see it. But you have to become like the sun blazing, like the earth spinning with that kind of consistency, like your breath is there consistently. And if you're having issues with your breath, it's because of all of the mucus from all of the potatoes and the rice and the beans and the breads and the pastas and the pastries and the pancakes and the waffles and the cheese and the eggs and all of this stuff. So we have to really now be discerning about what is fueling your system and what is oppressive, that which they refer to as food. Food is oppressive. Everybody's eating. And therefore, we have global oppression as a result of how much we're eating that is really not designed to facilitate optimum cellular functioning. All right. So we're now having to really come into a whole other realization as to what health actually is. And I'll tell you now, health and fitness are not necessarily the same thing. And coming to this point in place where you realize that you got all of these big bodybuilders puffed up, they're training you, they're working you out, they got this show called The Biggest Losers, and I'm just saying is that is not health. Health means that you can outthink the stupidity of a system that's trying to kill you. And I know that a lot of you are not hearing people speak the way that I'm speaking consistently. There are many ones talking about veganism and vegetarianism, but a lot of that stuff y'all don't need to eat. You don't need to touch it with a. If you're going to eat meat, but eating that which looks like meat, tastes like meat, ain't meat. You don't know what I'm going to say. Say it's impossible. Impossible meat. What is it? What is it? You understand? These people, they want you to eat whatever they got in the kitchen. You look at these people. Why would you go and eat from people who really don't look well? Ain't well. I'm just saying. Woo. But y'all do it all the time. You understand? Go to Fat Louie's barbecue shack and all these places, and I'm just saying is that you will never have anything greater than your life. Why are you playing? You understand? And then this is the issue, right? Every woman should know how to feed herself, her children, her loved ones. Every woman should have that. But we weren't given that. And that's why we have to look at the system of oppression to really understand how to respond correctly to it, because the system will not change until the people do. Because as long as y'all for it, they're not going to change a thing. Why? Because their money is in it. They are heavily vested in these publicly traded companies. That's what they want you to think. Invest in this, 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 and this. You understand? And there was one who was saying, well, you know, you gotta play the games of the beast. You know, if you want to prosper, you got to kind of do it the way they do it. But I'm telling you that we were told a way to prosper. And the way to prosper says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness, and all else would be added unto us. But no, y'all want to think that you can follow the way of a man that is kind of a man, that is, doesn't have the humanity of a real person or real people, and follow them because it looks like they're prosperous. But looking like you're prosperous and really being prosperous mean that you have a mentality that does not support dysfunction and degradation and violation and sex enslavement and entrapment and debauchery and alcoholism and drug abuse and all of this stuff, because you can make money with it. You understand? That's sickness. A well people and a healthy people will never create a system of oppression as popular and common activity. A healthy and well people are not going to put things in place to undermine children. A healthy and well people are not going to maintain a system of miseducation where we are poisoned every time we go to lunch in the cafeteria. I'm just saying we're in a place and space where the transitioning, the transformation, the transmutation has to happen within us as women and as men, as mothers and fathers, as sons and daughters, grandsons, granddaughters, great-grandsons, great-granddaughters, mothers, fathers, grandmothers, grandfathers. If we do not do this work, you will not have the benefit of it because you didn't participate in it. Nobody can give you something when you are not reaching for it, when your hands are so clasped with the resistance to the truth that you will literally prefer to die. This is how resistant people are. They would prefer to die than change their eating. Prefer to die than reach for fresh fruit, leafy greens, and vegetation. Prefer to have their limbs cut off because of the stagnation. Prefer to take pharmaceuticals and injections of pig insulin. I don't know what to call it. Say pig juice. Prefer to have your chest coat open and put pig valve in your heart than realizing that 90 days of fresh fruit and vegetation will help you heal your heart disease. I'm just saying. No life that you will ever have if you are enjoying killing yourself. And how do you know you're killing yourself? Because you're resistant to the truth and you're smoking, destroying the integrity of your lungs, which are the organ of your spirit. You are perfectly and divinely designed as an intelligence of existence. Every system and organ and gland in your body functions perfectly. And we are here to walk in the integrity of the truth of that which we each are as intelligences of being directly. And being is the truth. Being is the real work that we have to deal with in terms of what is the requisite for being qualified for continuance in existence when you have been a detriment to yourself, when you have been co-conspiring with your own oppression and with the violation of billions of creatures. I'm talking about a global impact that we have. So it's not like it's only a handful of people doing it. If it was only a handful of people who were eating pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken, but you're talking millions of people. You're talking lines at McDonald's and lines at Popeyes and lines at Chick-fil-A and lines of people, you understand, and hospitals being built while schools are being closed and put in a place where they're still selling or giving children that which their bodies cannot utilize. And there's so much sugar and so much garbage in the school system. And then the teachers and the administrators and the principals and whatnot are obese. They got lashes so thick that they should be able to fly away like butterfly wings. But you are administrators. I'm just saying, nails out to here. It's like, no, this is not real. Is it real or is it Memorex? No, it's just fake. It's fake living. Fake living. How do you know it's fake living? Because you're dying. Hair don't grow. Nails won't grow because you're nutritionally in a state of starvation. And that's by the system of design. And so we each have the opportunity to realize that you are still worthy and deserving of greater and better, but you got to reach for it. You have to want it. You understand? You'll never, ever have anything greater than yourself. And I can tell you that being in a place and space where you literally eliminate all of that which is congesting and constipating and chemicalizing and poisoning you, your body moves into cleanse mode anyway. You will lose a pound or three a day, keep it off forever. But it's not just the waste loss that we're concerned about. It is the clarity of mind that we come to. It's the feeling well. It's the looking good. It's the adding on to the substance of the integrity of the truth of the divinity of who we each are, and the opportunity to honor and glorify the lineages through whom we've come. And I'm saying we need to have had the benefit of loving our lives, living in the light of the truth of the self. You understand, living in the light, being able to see, being able to walk in the fullness of the joy and the blessedness and the reverence and the respect and the growth and the elevation and the exaltation of what it is to be so highly favored, so blessed, so phenomenally blessed, so gifted. And we hear and we listen to and see all of these beautiful people making all this beautiful music and have these beautiful voices and doing these wonderful, just miraculous things. And now we're having the opportunity to show up and show out by what you do on a daily basis to ensure that you are living in the light of the all that you are. See, you can say a thing, but the issue is not just what you're saying, it's what you're committed to. And the commitments, your commitments will carry you. If there are jobs that are really necessary, really vital, really helpful, being in service, you understand, you don't like what you're doing, you can do something else, but you have to be able to invest in yourself. You have to care to really walk in the truth of who you are. And being an artist, right, is not just your manipulation of oils and acrylics and clay and all of that. Being an artist means that you show up and make things beautiful wherever you show up. This now moment is yours. You cannot be in light and be in darkness at the same time, even though we try real hard. To be in the light means that you are seeing and harmonizing with the will of existence and the exaltation of life itself. You are exalting a full effort in your living and your loving. Your forgiving, your healing, your realization, your serious care to truly honor the lineages through whom you've come and to be a perpetuator of your lineages and not to be one who's undermining your children and to have teachers. And I have to get on this part of it because we are still sending children to school and the school is the major system and institution of oppression and toxicity, and you can't raise intelligent children when you're poisoning them. Those of you who are in the school system, you're doing what's in your own best interest will allow you to show up a little bit better, consistently getting better, so that your better is going to be better for the children that you are charged to secure their destiny. It matters that we, as women, are realizing duty, obligation, and responsibility in the exaltation of life, in the maintaining and sustaining and enhancing and cultivation of beings. We are held by cosmic trust in the perpetuation of our lineages and to the wholeness of our society. But that's not what we were taught. This is what has to change, but it will only change by virtue of there being more women like me and other ones who are caring to exalt a full effort in walking in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God. We have the right to be supremely intelligent in the perpetuation of life, in light, in love, in law, in learning, in loyalty, in our labor. We are here to serve and to secure our destiny as a rising humanity. And anything less than that is not sufficient. We are immersed in nothing but the oneness of being, and our full participation is required for our resurrection, to realize the blessedness of what it is to be so blessed with each and every breath and every beat of our heart, that we have no worries because we have all the solutions and all the answers by virtue of our asking, our knocking. Rejoice consistently in the blessedness of your being and be the blessing you are. I love you. Have a good night.